Was there a place inside or outside where you kept the coal?
Well, I think we kept ours. Time we had the coal stove, we heated the house with a furnace that burned coal, and we had a coal bin down in our basement. The coal was there, and we had a coal water heater, a small one about that big around that high. That burned a different type of coal. That burned very fine coal. And it's possible the kitchen range did, I don't remember. That was pretty small in those days, and the furnace burned bigger, but we had a coal bin down the cellar, kept the coal in, and it'd come along with a horse-drawn wagon and pull up alongside of the house, and there was a window there in the cellar, and they'd run a chute down through from the wagon and shovel it into the chute and let it roll out into the coal bin. In fact, I think in this house we still have the old coal bin. I use it as a storeroom for paints and brushes and that sort of thing. I think that was the coal bin as I remembered. Of course, I don't remember the coal bin here when I was a baby. We moved away from here and then came back later. And I don't know, but I remember the house we lived down on 3rd Street. We had a big coal bin. Right along, that's when we kept horses there, and right along the drive, we could pull our wagon in there and shoot the stuff through some of the windows and pull it in.
Did you ever have something big and black out in the backyard where you could boil clothes?
No. These great big iron pots on legs that I guess they used a century or so ago.
Oh, too far
back. Nothing there. We did our laundry in the basement. Had a room there we called the laundry. And they had a big galvanized iron or tin wash boiler, I guess they call it. That big round and that deep and that wide, and put clothes in it on top of a fire and heat it up. Is that the sort of thing you mean? Mm-hmm. Called it a wash boiler before the days of washing machines.
And what would you use to boil potatoes in?
Well, a pot or kettle.
And what would you use to cut flowers in?
A vase.
And when you set the table, what sort of equipment do you lay out?
You mean a dining room table? Well, we used to call it silverware. Today we use stainless steel when we're alone. Still refer to it probably as cutlery or silverware.
I suppose. What are the pieces?
Knife, fork, spoon, the principal ones. And we have salad forks and soup spoons and butter spreaders,